All of the opinions expressed in this podcast are often based on our memories, none of which are representative of Ashbrook High School or Gaston County Schools. Thank you.
Former athletic director.
This is just in case. All right, you ready?
As I'll ever be. Should we mention that we're heard in 13 countries? No, we'll say that. Okay.
No, I probably will mention
You that. Did it last time. I figured that in there now.
I'll mention that. All right. Hey, I'm Andrew Collins.
And I'm Tripp Griffin.
And welcome to episode 2 of season 2 of Ashbrook Soundwaves. And today we're going back into the world of Ashbrook Athletics, and we are going to be meeting with the 3 new varsity coaches on staff and our athletic director. We have Bobby Dellinger, who is our new head boys varsity basketball coach. Tremaine Booker, who is our head girls varsity basketball coach. Anel Grealis, who is our varsity volleyball coach. And we also have Jake Eccles, Ashbrook's athletic director. So we're going to get started. If you guys, so that we can kind of put a voice with the name, introduce yourselves. We'll start here with Coach Dellinger and then move around clockwise.
All right. So my name is Darren Dellinger.
Can I
my
tell you the story behind that?
Bobby Darren Dellinger, but most people know me
Bobby
as Darren Dellinger.
Okay. Yes, sir. I remember asking you, were your parents music fans? Right. Because Bobby Darren.
My favorite part is you telling them stories behind his names. That's great.
I know, but no, there's a that's reason great. Why I said Bobby instead.
But you didn't make a mistake, but okay. I go by Darren, but that's okay.
Okay, Bobby Darren.
All right, so Coach Dellinger, the kids call me Coach D, and this is my 5th year at Ashbrook, teaching CTE business courses. It's my first year as the varsity head coach. I have a wife named Jennifer and a 12-week-old baby boy named Jet.
You getting to sleep?
It's getting worse. Sometimes good, sometimes bad. Depends on the week.
Yeah. I can't believe you got paroled to come here. I was not allowed out of the house. The
first his name's
tough.
Four son's years. Name is Jet.
Jet. J-E-T.
That's a lot of pressure to be fast.
Yes. And he's a fat baby already, so we're
going to Nice. Coach Eccles?
I'm Coach Eccles. I've been at Ashbrook for 20 years now coaching and have been teaching and for 17 years. Took the athletic director job after Coach Duncan left. I think it's been 5 years now. It's gone by in a blur. I'm very excited to be here with these new coaches and thank the world of them already and think they're going to do a great job. Excited to see what kind of enthusiasm and excitement they can bring to our athletic program.
Coach Grealis?
I'm Anel Grealis, and this is my first year at Ashbrook, both teaching and coaching. I'm a Spanish teacher and the head volleyball coach.
And Coach Booker?
All right. Tremaine Booker. Let me put the tree in there. A lot of people know me as Tree or Coach Booker, so let me put the tree in there.
Why tree?
Oh. You know what? I think it's just because of the fitting color of green.
you don't get to see him, but he is a fairly tall individual. How tall are you, by the way?
6'7".
Yes. I was 6'7" in high school.
Oh, was you? Yeah. I think I was what? How tall are you now?
Not 6'7".
I was 6'7" on a step stool.
I'm 5'10" on a good day.
I used to be that too.
Okay, there you go.
But yeah, of course I am the men's, I'm sorry, not the men's, but the women's varsity basketball coach as well as the JV girls as well. So been coaching for a number of years, of course, married, have 3 beautiful children, 1 musician. One is an athlete as well, plays for Gardner Webb football, and a 4-year-old who is just everywhere.
He sounds like
Coach
me.
Coach Booker won't say it, but yeah, he's our multi-purpose guy. He is coaching track and helping out in football and taking over 2 sports in the winter. We just think he's going to do a great job because I've already seen him do a great job at everything he's done.
Well,
appreciate that.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate that.
Appreciate it.
And a good voice, too.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, if you want me to take over.
that is the unspoken threat there. I'm just saying.
Okay, so we're going to start with Coach Eccles for just a second before we start getting to know these coaches a little bit so we can kind of get a state of athletics, not just at Ashbrook, but countywide, you know, what is going to happen, what's not going to happen. Maybe a little bit of time frame. I'm not pushing you for specific dates, but
well,
you know,
let me get
general.
The crystal ball out, and hopefully we can figure some stuff out. Actually, stuff is starting to get figured out right now. We met together as a conference last week and put together our conference schedules to meet the new state guidelines for competition. Each sport has a limited amount that they're going to be allowed to go. Like football, for instance, will have 7 games. And so we will play, or 7 teams in our conference will play 6 non-conference games in football, or 6 conference games in football, and then 1 non-conference game, which will be Berry Academy. Fortunately for us, we matched up with Berry in almost all of our sports because they have a 7-team conference also and had the same bye week in every sport.
Nice.
Yeah, so it was nice. Me and the Berry AD said, oh, let's just book everything. And so we're going to play them, and it's our 1 non-conference game in every sport pretty much right now.
Playoffs? Are they going to have playoffs, or is it just
– Right now they are talking about playoffs. Okay. You know, it's going to be interesting with baseball and wrestling are going to be going 3 weeks into the summer for playoffs. So it's going to, that's going to be a new thing, having competition when school's not in session.
I feel like right now I need to jump in and say right now is October the 7th at a little bit after noon. So if you're listening to this after this date and everything changed, right now was October 7th. Right now is also a great Van Halen song, which is really topical right now. Sorry to interrupt.
Well, that's a great point there, Tripp. You know, every day I get something new. Yeah. And, you know, at the beginning I was sending out everything to our coaches right as soon as I got it, and it got to be where it was confusing because, you know, on Monday you heard one thing, on Tuesday you heard another thing, and on Wednesday you heard another thing. And now we're just waiting for things to be concrete, going with where we're at. Our teams have started workouts, and that looks different because you can't have contact. You know, you're having to work out in pods. You know, outside you're allowed to have 50 students in one venue. So, you know, you would count the football stadium as a venue, and you can have 50 students, but that 50 needs to be broken up into 4 pods.
It's tough enough setting up practice schedules and trying to get just everything organized, and then having to throw all these restrictions and new protocols in is kind
of... It is, but, you know, it's our kids' safety has always been our utmost importance, and so we're taking it very seriously. And I'm proud of our coaches who are also taking it very seriously and doing the things that are necessary to ensure a safe and healthy environment for our kids to participate.
Okay. Well, thanks for the update. We've had a lot of people that have been asking about that. You know, and even when you're out in the community, you know, are you guys playing football this year? Or what about soccer this year? And, you know, nobody has been able to sit down and tell us, so I do appreciate
that. We will start our first sports November 4th.
Okay.
Cross country and volleyball with Coach Grigless there. We'll be able to start official practices November 4th as of right now.
And then the season itself would be a late winter?
No, their season will start, I think it's is it 17th?
I want to say our first game is the 17th.
The first game is the 17th. And cross country will start running there. And it's a little easier to keep social distancing in cross country. It certainly was every time I ran. Everybody was way out in front of me.
I thought he was going to say he was way out front. No, right. I'd have to call him on
yeah,
that.
No. So far behind, I thought I was in the lead.
We've got to get your dad in here to tell us the truth.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's start. We're going to do, with the new coaches, we're going to start ladies first with the new varsity volleyball coach and JV.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing both this year. So our volleyball coach, Anel Grealis. Tell us a little bit about yourself, background in volleyball, athletics in general.
Okay, well, I'm from Gaston County. I went to high school. I started off at South Point, and I was part of that transition group that graduated from Stuart Kramer. I played volleyball basically my whole life. My dad coached at South Point since I was a kid, and then he took the job at Stuart Kramer and is still the head coach over there. So I've just been around volleyball my whole life. Played club at Lake Norman since I was 14. I'm now coaching over there as well. And yeah, just been around volleyball, been around Gaston County forever. So.
Well, good. Now we promise we'll edit this out, but how bad are you guys going to beat Stuart Kramer and your dad?
I mean, we've been talking about it. You know, I've been talking to him about it, and, I would like to at least be able to take 2 sets from him and turn it into a 5-set game, but we'll see.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
That would be fun. Is he a trash talker? Will he like...
On the court, when we play them, it might look different than normal games for him, but I think that our team this year, just from workouts and stuff, might give them a run for their money more than they probably think. So we'll see.
Cool.
Yep.
What are you most excited about for the girls this season?
I think even just like recently in practices, I haven't let them swing on the ball. We've only been passing, just because that's like a big fundamental thing and they have to be able to do it. And we would play like games to 10 and stuff in practices, and they would either win by one or like maybe lose by one when we were just playing games. And they were like, "Coach, we're only allowed to pass. Like, wait till we get to hit." The thing I'm most excited for is seeing them take that step and recognizing that they can hold their own when we play like good teams and stuff.
Okay. So. And what about challenges?
Based on
what you've seen so far, I know you guys are.
And I guess this kind of goes without saying. I mean, I've been in the county my whole life. And so, like, Ashbrook volleyball has not always been the highest competition level in the county. And
right.
So I think a big challenge is having my girls have that mentality that we can change that. Because I think a lot of the times people just think, oh, we're going to play Ashbrook and they're going to not be good and da-da-da-da-da. So I think the biggest challenge is going to have that confidence piece for them.
Okay, well, good.
Yeah.
Good. Sorry. Well, I know they're excited. I've talked to several of them, so they're excited to have you out there.
I'm excited.
Well, good.
We're seeing a lot of young talent.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of freshmen and sophomores that are going to be a big key to our success in the next couple of years, so I'm super excited for it.
That's good. Anytime you have the young players that have that desire, that are enjoying being out there and ready to learn, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
One of the things I'm glad to see with Coach Grillo, she has that expectation of excellence. And I think that's going to translate with the kids. Every time I come through practice, I see them doing the right things. And I think that's going to translate into a better program and more victories.
Excellent. And maybe we can do a follow-up later on in the season, see how things are going. All right, well, thank you, Coach Grillo. Now, you guys, Coach Dellinger.
Yes, sir.
Now, it's Dellinger.
That's
Hargy,
right?
Hargy, right?
That's right.
Dellinger. Now you're concerned to get the right name.
I know. I
just want to be sure.
And Coach Booker, this is kind of, I guess, you know, we're getting to talk about the entire basketball program here, mm-hmm. since we have the new varsity coaches, girls and guys. And we'll start with Coach Dellinger. And what is your background basketball-wise?
All right, yeah. So basketball has been one of the main probably two or three loves of my life since I was about 14 or 15 years old. I went to East Lincoln High School in Denver, and I graduated there as the all-time assist leader my senior season, and I played at Wingate University as a freshman. Now, that year for me was way different because instead of being one of the star players, I was at the very end of the bench. So I got to play on a team that was very good, and I got to play against players that were way better than me and bigger than me that year, and we won a conference championship. And it was nice just to have a different perspective at the end of a bench of a conference championship. But I transferred from Wingate and transferred to Brevard and basically worked in the same conference as Wingate, and we worked our way back to the conference championship our senior season, and we ended up winning it my senior season as well. It was a friend of mine from Wingate transferred with me. His name was Sam Carlisle. So that was a good experience for me, getting to see it from one perspective and then from a starting point guard perspective my senior year. So that's my experience with basketball. My coaching experience, I started with East Lincoln in about 2 years after I graduated college, I graduated college in 2010. So in 2012 to 2014, I coached with East Lincoln. And then I took a break to work at Freightliner for a couple of years, and then I got into teaching, and I've been coaching at Ashbrook here. This is my fourth year coaching at Ashbrook.
Very cool. Now, I will tell you, Coach Dellinger can play some ball. His age is going to catch up with him at some point, but it hasn't yet.
Yes,
I remember at the student-faculty game a couple of years ago, and I still think of myself as a young teacher. I know I'm not, but I'm like, man, I might have to bring the ball up court some. And I got out there, no.
Yeah, that's my specialty.
Yeah, never had to do that. So mainly I sat on the bench that game and became the end of the bench cheer out there. But he can play. I think his street creds went through the roof as soon as after that student-faculty game that first year.
Yeah, I might be a little overhyped. I'm not quite as good as everybody thinks, but it's nice.
Listen, and don't let them know. Don't let them know. Now they know.
These kids think I'm incredible, but I'm really just the assist guy, right? So
hey.
I broke the assist record in college too at Brevard, so that was kind of my main role, distributing the ball. Not a big scorer.
Okay.
Well, when I was at State, we had Rodney Monroe and Chris Corciani.
Fire and ice.
Yeah, you could match assists to points. I mean, Rodney had exactly twice as many points as Corciani had assists. I mean, without the assist, you got no points.
That's right.
I got to play with Rodney Monroe in a charity game in East Lincoln about 5 years ago. That was fun.
Oh, man.
Yep. It's nice to meet you.
How'd you do?
It was like one of those Globetrotter games where it's not real basketball, but it was fun. Yeah.
He's a lot older, though, right?
Right. He was probably, I'd say, 45, but, yeah, he was still.
He can still play.
One dribble, shoot the mid-range.
Yeah, he's my age.
Smooth every time, yeah. The mid-range was smooth.
Very nice. Very nice.
I see you there calling Trip old.
Hey, Coach Booker. Coach Booker, I know you're tall.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, just a little bit.
But what is your experience in basketball?
Okay, my experience, of course, I started playing around about maybe 6 years old. It's kind of old, on and off. And basically, you know, of course, where I'm from, of course, Chicago, Illinois, that was basically our way out. And so in my mind, of course, growing up, that was going to be my way out. But anyway, played, of course, high school basketball. Like myself, I was the rebound leader, broke a record there at the high school, then went on to junior college. Reason I went to junior college is because you can end this, but again, it was a hoop dream of mine.
Yeah.
And of course, if you know anything about the city of Chicago, that's all we did. That was our homework. You know, teachers. You know, of course, you know, send us papers, but that wasn't important for us at all. You know, that was just, you know, hey, grab the basketball, let's go play ball.
Yeah.
But again, played junior college ball. Still, had the rebound record there at Lewis and Clark Community College, and eventually went on to Gardner Webb University. But again, I played against a lot of good people.
Yes.
Antoine Walker, Kevin Garnett.
And Garnett's originally from down in Malden,
South Carolina.
Malden, South Carolina. His prep days were up in Chicago.
In Chicago, yeah. He came down, I think it was his junior and senior year, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, because I remember them. We played them, I think it was like the third round, of course, in the city playoffs. And so, but again, played against all those guys. Juwan Howard from CVS, Chicago Vocational High School. But it was a lot of talent. Like I say, it was just, I won't say the Mecca, because I still rank, you know, for me, even though I'm from Chicago, I still like New York, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, like I say, came to Gardner Webb, played there for 2 years, had a very successful season as well. Had a chance to go to a pro camp as well. But you can find that in my biography later.
Okay.
But anyway, that's basketball has been my life, to be honest with you. If it wasn't for that, I'm sure I probably won't be here today. But I use that as a stepping stool, and also a learning tool for others too, for youth. It's not just of course a round ball, but it was just everything else that I have been taught, you know, within the game. So, but like I say, that's where I am as far as basketball goes. So,
very cool.
Yeah.
Well, Ashbrook has a very rich basketball tradition. I mean, when you see very select company. Up in the rafters there in the gym, when you have players like top 50 all time and James Worthy and NBA Sixth Man of the Year at least once with the Magic with Darrell Armstrong. I remember watching Roderick Howard play here, and there are others on the girls' side out there. It's a very rich basketball tradition, and I think you guys are. I know you're excited to take over the helm of these programs. I think, you know, the boys are we 4 or 5 years removed from a state championship finals?
Six seasons,
game?
Yeah. So five or six seasons, yeah.
Yeah, so it's not been that long ago. And then the girls, I remember going to see them in the Final Four 2 years ago.
Our girls have been very, very consistent. Mm-hmm. And our boys have been young since that state championship run or state final run. Mm-hmm. That was one of the things we're excited to see with Coach Booker is that consistency coming in, and somebody with that kind of basketball knowledge with the amount of talent that is on the court already. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought it was amazing during the interviewing process, you know, the kids that reached out and just spoke volumes about Coach Booker and how much they wanted him to coach them. So, you know, seeing the talent that they have and the belief they have in him, I think the sky's the limit.
I agree. I think I remember the girls still young this year, right? They're still early.
Yeah, we started four freshmen and a sophomore last year.
Yeah.
So. You know, that was one of the things with Coach Smith has done such a great job. He's been here for 20 years. It's going to be big shoes to fill. Mm-hmm. He's done a tremendous job with the program. But, you know, he didn't want to leave an empty cupboard.
Right.
And, you know, the last 4 or 5 years, I've been calling him back in the office trying to talk him into staying because of the great job that he was doing.
Yeah.
And he said, no, this is the year to go because somebody could come in and have success right away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he definitely did not leave the cupboard bare. Yeah.
Oh, no.
There's some good ball players out there.
Put the pressure on you there, Coach.
Yeah.
No pressure at all.
So what about now as far – you guys are doing workouts now, and I know I've seen you headed out up to the gym after school on these days.
Yeah, we've been working out Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays pretty regularly.
Okay. And young squad this year? I go by the poster, you know, the posters with the seniors on it. You know, most of the time there's one or two – but last year, I want to say there were four or five.
All right, so last year we had five seniors, and all seniors were our starters. So we lost all five starters. So we don't have any returning starters. But we do have a couple seniors. We have a couple, one or two kids that transferred in that are juniors and seniors that should have a chance to make the team and be on the team. But, yeah, we'll be relatively young.
Okay.
So opposite from what Booker has, the expectations will be a little bit lower for us. So
shock the world.
The challenge is – no matter how much talent we have, to make sure that we start building a better culture of working hard and trying to improve every day. And then when the talent does come back, that's when you have a chance to get that run like we had in 2015.
Well, I saw the JV team play a couple times last year, and I loved what you did with them. And I'm sure some of those guys are, you know, going to be pushing up and competing for time on the varsity level now. And it's going to be interesting to see. I love going to the basketball games here at Ashbrook. And if any of you are listening and you never had the opportunity to come, assuming we can have fans.
Hopefully we will have fans.
Yeah, assuming we can have fans, if you get a chance, get out there. I mean, really with any of these sports, soccer should have another strong season. We expect, you know, improvements with volleyball. Get out there and support these players, these student athletes that we have at Ashbrook. But I love getting in that gym when it's packed. You're right there on top of the court. It's just fun. It's fun to watch.
So we're not doing a live stream for the Patreon.
Yeah.
And one of the things that impressed me with Coach Dellinger is his work with the fundamentals with our kids. Mm-hmm. And I watch him go through the practice. I've been down there watching their workouts. And, you know, I'm not a basketball guy. I'm a wrestling guy. But I know teaching fundamentals. And the things that he's doing are going to make these kids better ball players.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited to see, you know, like you said, the expectations aren't what they are for our girls, but they are for me because I'm watching what he's doing, and I think we could have a real successful season.
Yeah, I think we can sneak up on some people for sure. We're going to be a lot longer. Like, that's the good thing about Ashbrook. No matter how good the ball players are, you usually have a lengthy team.
Yeah.
In the history. You know, I played in the same conference in high school, so I played against Ashbrook in 2003, and – you know, I know the history. They've been really good. We've been really good for a long time. So, coming off this 9-17 season, we're just going to try to see if we can get back above 500 and see where it goes after that.
Very cool. Now, you're 6'7".
Yes.
5'10 on a good day.
5'10 on a good day.
Put it upon the shoes you're wearing.
Yeah.
Griffin, how tall are you?
Let's see. I am 5'15".
No. 5'15"?
5'15".
6'3".
Okay. So, you think we could take you guys 2-on-2? Straight up.
Where are we taking them? We're taking them to the coffee shop? I can take them to the coffee shop.
It would have to be half
take
court.
Take them to the candy shop?
It's
the middle half where there's no goal, we could maybe win. But if there's any shots involved, we're done.
To make it more interesting, we'll play half court, and Booker and I can only use our left hands.
Yes.
Yeah.
Only use your left hand.
Let's do that. Yeah.
Are you guys left handed?
No.
Speaking as the AD, we're going to be live streaming this and selling tickets.
For our Patreon subscribers, $20 or more.
Yeah.
We might hurt your feelings.
Yeah, no.
We might hurt ourselves.
Yeah, that's the thing. I need to wait till you're injured again. You were kind of hobbling around last year with that injury.
That was two years ago. I had back-to-back injuries, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe if that, and we can distract Coach Booker with something like.
We just wax the floor real good. They look like they both run pretty good. I don't. That's not a problem for me.
So 1v1, who would win if you guys play?
Oof, I don't know. That'd be tough. He might take me down in the post and abuse me.
That's what. Y'all play that game first, and then right after, we'll take them all.
Might depend on who gets the ball first.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. We did a little bit, didn't we? Just a little.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
I think
Definitely shot around.
Yeah, maybe. All right. Well, listen. I appreciate you guys giving us the time, and we do thank you for coming in. We are very excited about the podcast and being able to get information out to the people in the Ashbrook community, and we thank the people who do listen to us. And we do have listeners in 13 countries.
Nice.
So I always like to mention that. It might be the same kid running around Europe. Who knows? Yeah. I mean, most of them are European countries, but somebody's listening. I think he's pulling it up right now. But a lot of different.
So we can't track him.
I want to say it's like 17 different states, and I mean, within North Carolina, there's a lot of different.
U.S., Germany, Ireland, Singapore, Puerto Rico, India, the U.K., Canada, Switzerland, Bahrain, Romania, Australia, and France.
Wow. And when did y'all start doing this? Just last year, right?
Yeah, last year about this time.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it was when we finally got a chance to get it going.
Yeah. So we would love to hear from you. If you have questions for us or for one of the coaches or for Coach Eccles, if you know you would like for us to address something on the show, or if you have ideas for us, if you have any way of getting James Worthy or Daryl Armstrong on the show, you can let us know.
And Chicago is one of our listening spots. So local boy made good here. Y'all, check it out.
All right.
There you go. You can send us an email at?
We are soundwavesahs@gmail.com. That's our Twitter and everything. Just look for that. You can find us.
All right. We thank you guys very much. I'm Andrew Collins.
And I'm Steel Trip Griffin.
And we thank you very much.
Thanks, y'all.
Yep. Have a great day.
All music on this podcast is performed by Caleb Davis, and it is used with his permission.